Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And did you know that China just surpassed America, according to CBN News, just surpassed American exports?
Really?
Our economy's much larger, but they just surpassed America in exports.
Wow.
And it's like we're not creating anything outside of us. We're not building things outside
not
of us.
Not making anything.
We're not having babies outside of us. We're not doing anything outside of us. It's all about us. And it just every, you know, they had the same situation in Japan where in the 80s that people started saying, listen, the way success of Japan, everybody's going to start, if you want to do business in the future, you got to learn Japanese. But the Japanese quit having babies. They quit having babies. There's a report right now. There's a book out. I'm thinking of the name of it is What to Expect When America's Not Expecting. Talking about babies, something like that. Wow. Just came out fresh. We'll talk more about that. But what in Japan was, if you interview young boys today in Japan, some of them, I forget the numbers of, as large, they said they're repulsed at the idea of marrying a Japanese woman, period. Just getting married, period. But they're repulsed. It's like, That's what this guy reports in his book. And it's like the whole concept of getting together with your wife or husband and being married. And by the way, the church has messed up marriage so bad that we're having all these seminars how to gratify yourself in a marriage versus, you know, Malachi plainly says the purpose of you two becoming one flesh is to bear godly offspring. That's right. To be able to have children and raise them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. And now it's just like, hey, you know, how do I, you know, it's all about the me thing. And so they're saying that it's just the whole concept of these beautiful Japanese women that these young teenage boys are being interviewed, and the whole idea of it is negative to them, you know? And it's like, this is the downfall of our culture. We got to realize that, you know, when we don't love each other anymore, and the thing is, so many things, and we'll talk about this in the extra hour today, and I don't have a lot of time to talk about it, is that the digital realm and the virtual world is not real, but it's replacing reality. What was probably going on in Japan with these young teenage boys and all that is that they're getting their needs met virtually. They're having relationships with things that aren't real.
Right.
That doesn't argue with them or give them a difficult time or, you know, whatever. And it's given them a false sense of fulfillment. But what happens is it ends with that generation. It's like Satan's evil. Every paradigm that this Isaiah talks about him, that he was thrown from heaven, and we're going to look at him and say, you caused all this dilemma? You know, that's what he's causing the lies that we're believing.
Right.
And, but yeah, that's coming up soon. What to Expect When We're Not Expecting. I believe that's the name of the book. It just came out this week, maybe. And America's not expecting much anything for the next generation. And it's just shocking to see what's taking place. We have to begin to deal with, and we're going to talk about it in the extra hour, you know, what about this virtual world? What about this digital world? And what about, you know, is it real? I feel real and these type of things. We got to figure out how we're going to respond to it before it literally takes over all of our natural responses in a counterfeit way. God, the creator of the universe, loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to walk with you and make his heart known to you. He wants to forgive you of where you failed and you made mistakes, where things came to an end and you think there's no hope. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. God is wanting you to meet him. He's not far from you, but he had to make a way for you to get to him.
And he did that through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you've got to meet Father God. Jesus came for one reason. He came for this reason at all, to make the Father known. That's our ministry to you. We want to make the Father known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. We shared a couple of our stories. We didn't share everything, but you know, the ones that we did share, we're just trying to tell you that we're just like you, you know, and maybe worse, you know, that we needed God, you know, that, I was going the way of the world. I was lost. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I ended up on a dead end street. All those different things that you know you go through in your life. You run after wealth and things and geographical locations and people and all that. And it just ends with the same, probably worse, because now you have all these things that you went to that just left you high and dry and ashamed and all that. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He's made a way that he can forgive you, cleanse you, and all of those wrongs and all that sin, he can totally take that away from you through his son, Jesus Christ. You got to meet him. Listen, he wants to know you. Are you ready to know him? You've got to meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. I want to encourage you, you know, if you felt like you had a call on your life, you feel like you just want to get closer to God, you're ready to get a better perspective, a deeper perspective, you just want to walk with God, you know, you want to be close to him, you want to love God and love others and lead others to the same. You know, it's so important to learn the ways of God. It's so important to not just, you know, give your heart to God, which is ultimately important, but then you have to learn his ways. He says, those who follow my teachings are really my disciple. The dangerous thing about not learning his ways will end up following some ways that are not his ways. And eventually we could be led astray. Don't be led astray. You can register today for VFNU.org. It's Vine Fellowship Network University. If you feel like you're called into leadership, you feel like you want to go deeper in God. And also join us at the VFN family, you know, VFNfamily.org. Find out if that's for you. Find out if you're called to connect with and relate with believers who are abiding with God. And just desire to follow God in that. But it's a VFNU for VFN University, VFNU.org.
Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. And if you missed the first hour, you've got to hear about it. Talking about the 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry that the movie Glory talks about, and so much more. Talking about what's taking place with the birth rate. Talking about a religious spirit and being free to do what God's called you to do in your generation. We're going to be talking about the virtual world a little bit in this extra hour. As believers, how do we perceive it? What do we do? How do we interact with it? It is so helpful, but is it too helpful? And so much more. Yes, you're listening to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
My goodness, wasn't that was so good. Welcome. I want to welcome you to those that are just joining us for VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos. Well, here we are. We're just talking about, where we are in the context of, in the book that I was mentioning is, what to expect when we're not expecting America's demographics, I believe it's called.
What to expect when no one's expecting America's demographic disaster.
Right. And we're not. I mean, you look at Europe, who have actually already been minimalized now.
Yeah.
Great Britain, but they have it because of immigration from right. North Africa, which is a Muslim migration that's happened into Europe. That's why in a short period of time, it's going to be an Islamic nation because they stopped having after World War II, I believe it was, they just stopped. And they've been trying since World War II to get, you know, the English to begin to have children. Wow. And it just hadn't worked. For the longest time, of course, you know, the Catholic Church promoted, you know, lots and lots of children.
Mm-hmm.
But it still boils down to, you know, the dream in America, people say it averages out to 2.5, but the reality is it's lower than that. And they say things like, this guy that writes this book, it's like, because children, they, if you look at the entire lifetime of a child and their education and the food and the medical expenses and everything you do, it costs you $1 million per child. And I'm thinking,
oh,
like,
gosh.
Do not tell my child that. He's like, you owe me an allowance. No, it's like $1 million a child. Like, what have we come to that, you know, what was because of our expectations have changed from reality to some sort of, you know, raising princes and princesses or something, instead of saying, hey, get out here with me and we're going to do this as a family together. You pick that side of the field and I'll pick this side of the field and we'll eat tonight.
You pick up that shovel and I'll pick up my shovel.
Yes. Speaking of that, I did see your boy shoveling this weekend, shoveling Nemo off your house.
That's right. Building the muscles up.
Nemo was swimming over your house and made a deposit all over that puppy.
Huge deposit.
Yes, but it's so easy because snow's light.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the first one is.
Yeah, the clue is not that the thing is not to keep stepping on the snow and keeping it the snow that you have to shovel because you're compacting it and making it even harder to get out.
It sounds like you're reliving this. You're just supposed to talk to us. You already.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
like,
sorry.
I feel like I'm Isaiah or something, or Elijah. And you're done. Like, stop stepping on the snow.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I was so cool. I loved what I saw Isaiah. Shoveling behind the car, and you sent me a picture of that, and it's just so cool to see Isaiah out there, and I think Elijah was dusting the stuff off the car with a brush or something.
They did a good job.
I'm so proud of them, and I think you're the ones taking picture while they were doing all the shoveling, right?
Hey, you know, supervising, making sure they're doing it right.
Making sure they're doing it right.
The digital age. Absolutely. We're gonna be talking about it. The digital age. People actually just take pictures of it. They don't really do it. Some of the chapters in this book, you know, What to Expect When No One's Expecting the American Demographics, written by Jonathan V. Last, is the introduction talks about one child for all. And then chapter one is America's falling fertility. Chapter two is the root of one child. Chapter three is sex and maybe marriage. Chapter four, what you can and cannot measure. Five is very bad things. Six, the bright side. Okay, we're panning out here. By page 88, you're getting to the bright side. And seven is domestic politics and foreign policy. Chapter eight is losing the battle, what not to do. And chapter nine, how to make babies. I mean, think about this, that China... They kill any baby over one.
Mm.
Their policy is to kill, if you have more than one baby, to kill the baby. And they have a shortage of girls for the men there because the man carries on the name and carries on the family and the woman doesn't. Therefore, if they find out it's a female child, that they either don't tell the government that they had the child, or they kill her through abortion. And so they're the Chinese men are going to other nations like Indonesia or whatever, and they're finding their wives, which is a big deal for, you know, Chinese to do that in China. And it's like, this is a plot. You know, church, this is a plot, America. Satan wants to destroy the image and the likeness of God. If he can't end us, you know, by us just saying no, he will kill us off before we get a chance to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that the destruction of the human race in any form is evil. It's of the devil. And it's demonic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking about wanting to partner with, you know, I don't know. I mean, you think about this. I mean, how many made in China things do we have in America? And and they have this kind of policy where if you have more than one child and the genocide that's taking place in that nation, and the parents have to sneak around to have a child. And it's a healthcare thing too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They say, we'll give you healthcare for one child.
Mm-hmm.
But anything more than one child that you don't get in healthcare.
Oh, wow.
So that goes into a whole nother realm of, oh, I didn't understand that they wouldn't cover the next child. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.